Chapter 4. Christine Day did not appear in public for some time after the gala performance. She seemed to disappear completely. The young Vicomte de Chagny wrote to her, asking if he could come to see her. He received no reply to his letter. And then, one day, a letter came to his house.
Monsieur, I have not forgotten the little boy who went into the sea for my scarf. I am going into the country tomorrow to see my father's grave. He is buried where we played when we were children.
Raoul decided to follow Christine to her father's grave. It was a long train journey into the country, and he passed the time remembering his childhood. He remembered Mr. Day and Christine. Mr. Day, who came from Sweden, had been a very good musician, a violinist. He lived for his music, and he taught Christine to sing. The father and daughter went from village to village, playing for people. One day, Raoul heard them play. He saw Christine and fell in love with her immediately. He followed them, and Christine stopped near the sea. The wind blew suddenly, and her scarf was carried away by the waves. Raoul went into the water and brought it back to her. They had been friends from that day onwards. Mr. Daae liked Raoul, and he taught him to play the violin. The old man told them stories and legends. Many of the stories he told them were about ghosts. One of them was about the angel of music. No one can play or sing well, Mr. Day told them, unless they hear the angel of music. No one had ever seen the angel, he explained. It is only possible to hear him.
Have you ever heard the angel of music, Father?
Christine asked. The old man smiled sadly and shook his head. Then he looked at his daughter.
But you will hear him,
he promised her.
I'll send him to you when I'm in heaven.
The years went by. When Mr. Day died, Christine's lovely singing voice disappeared. Raoul became a man. He never forgot Christine, but he knew that he could never marry her. He was an aristocrat, and she was a singer. Then, one day, he had seen her at the opera, and all his old love for her returned. After this, he started going to the opera more often. It was dark when Raoul arrived at the little village in the country. He went to the inn immediately. Christine was waiting for him.
I'm happy you've come,
she said.
Why did you pretend that you didn't know me when I came to your dressing room?
Raoul asked.
Why did you laugh when I mentioned your scarf?
Christine was silent.
I know why,
Raoul cried angrily.
There was someone else in the room that evening, wasn't there? There was a man. I heard his voice.
Christine gave Raoul a strange look. She seemed to be afraid. Then she took hold of his arm excitedly.
What do you mean?
She asked.
I heard you talking,
Raoul replied.
I heard you tell him. I only sing for you, you know that. Then you told him, I gave you my soul tonight.
What else did you hear?
Christine asked urgently.
He told you, you must love me. Who is he, Christine? Who is this man that you love so much?
Go on,
Christine cried.
What else did he say? Tell me everything.
He said, the angels wept to hear you sing this evening. I heard him say that. Tell me who he is,
Suddenly, Christine's eyes filled with tears. She held tightly onto Raoul for a moment, then she turned to him very seriously.
"It's the angel of music,"
she said solemnly.
"That's the voice you heard in my dressing room."
Raoul did not know what to say. Then Christine continued,
"He has come to me for 3 months now. He gives me singing lessons. He's a wonderful teacher."
It's true that Christine sings much better now,
Raoul thought.
She sings wonderfully, and she never did before. But I don't believe in the angel of music. It's too incredible.
Late that night, Raoul saw Christine leave the little village inn. He followed her in the darkness. She walked to the churchyard where her father's grave was. She knelt by the grave and began to pray. Raoul could hear music playing. It seemed to be coming from the sky. The music was from the Resurrection of Lazarus. It had been Mr. Daae's favourite piece of music. Raoul listened in amazement to the beautiful music. He moved forward to see who was playing. Suddenly, there was a noise, and some skulls came rolling across the ground towards him. He looked up and saw a figure in front of him in the darkness, a figure wearing a long cloak. Raoul took hold of the cloak, and the figure turned to face him. Raoul stared in horror. He was looking at a skull with terrible eyes. He fainted and fell to the ground. He woke up in the churchyard the next morning.